Sit it down.
Hello, Joseph?
Hi, buddy. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I can hear you just fine, sir. Thank you. So I did get your text message. You wanted me to give you a call and see if we can get everything all set up today?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready, buddy.
Okay, perfect. And then ship roofing has changed to JMR roofing, right?
Well, yes, they have. But I still get I've had that number for 30-something years, 35 years.
Okay.
The 239-9009, and they're not changed to, they just sort of shut down. You know, I was really the owner, but my grandfather and me started this up years ago. And he finally, when he retired out, there was just so many problems where we got robbed that last, I got hit for $1.5 million, and I got hit for a little over $2 million. And $2 million about shut it down. We still pulled through it good enough, but
right.
A bunch of Rick and Rick with the guys, and we just finally did it. I took granddad, he said the best move to shut it down, so we shut it down. And I just kept the number, and I went to work with Jose, which he was my installer and my best friend.
Yeah, right,
so
right.
But I still, everybody calls my number, but they're calling looking for ship.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So even today, they still call and ask for ship, you know what I mean? So that's
so how
what
they call it for. How do you want your business to be branded online? The name you want on
ship
the roofing. Website? Ship? Okay, SHIPP Roofing. Okay, gotcha. That's how I have that. Okay. Then, let's see.
Roofing and restoration is where I'd rather have it set up, you know?
You want it that way too? Okay, and restoration?
Right, just that ship roofing and restoration, it's all one, you know? That way it kind of separates, makes it a new company, but still the same name, kind of.
Yeah. So, let me ask you then, for the and, do you want A-N-D, the word spelled out, or the ampersand, the symbol?
You tell me, brother, what would be the best way? I can do ship restoration. I mean, whatever you think. I mean...
I like it, ship roofing and restoration with the ampersand, not A-N-D spelled out.
Okay, I like that.
Okay. I think that the ampersand, that symbol, makes people look twice about it. You know, they want to find out what comes before and after it, so they focus on it a little bit more. So I'll have it then as ship roofing and restoration, everything else still being the same. And then we're going to schedule that follow-up call with your technician. And I believe I do still need to do the voice verification. This is required of us because we're Google partners. It gets recorded through the computer. It basically outlines your agreement. In this case, that it is a month-to-month service, that we are reducing the cost of the service, that we are, like I said in the other SMS message or text message, we're going to waive your setup fee altogether, and, of course, this does include a website. Yeah, I want to make it affordable for you. I know you're going to be profitable with it. And then we'll schedule that follow-up call together and find out when it's going to be a good time for you to take about a 25, 30-minute phone call. That's for our client interview technician to get more detail about all the services you want to provide. Everywhere you want to provide those services, anything like a mission statement, if you've got one, motto, slogan, tagline, etc. If you want us to say knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. So those are the things that we'll cover in that follow-up call. And if you're available, we can do that today. And then for that initial payment of exactly $299, how did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover?
That was different people.
Right,
I don't have
a card on file.
Debit card.
Okay. And is it your name first and last on the card? Initial?
You got, Joseph Samuel White the third.
Samuel? That's my little name also.
Is it really? Cool.
Yeah, it is. Paul Samuel Gordon, absolutely. And this one says Joseph Samuel White the third, so it's got the three capitalized on there. Okay. And is that a MasterCard or a Visa?
It's a Visa.
Visa. Okay. Visa cards all start with the 4. Yours should as well. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
All right. Didn't shut the window, buddy. I'll go there out. It's 4355-4102-6458-7753.
Expiration.
0125.
And the last
CVV.
Three on the back?
Yep.
Yes.
742.
742. I've got 742, 742 on the back. I've got 01 or January of 2025 for the expiration. Was the card itself 43, 55, 41, 02, 64, 58, 77, 53?
And start over because I lost track of you and I missed most of my like swirl
okay.
About me.
Yeah, let me start over. I've got 43, 55, 41, 02, 64, 58, 77, 53.
You got it, buddy.
Okay. And then is the billing address of the card that 810 Old Dora Flat Creek?
No, it's at my old address. I'm just moving from.
Oh, okay. Is it still 76051, or is the zip code different also?
A zip code different. Hey, what zip code did you come up with? 76051.
Yeah, I've got...
Yeah.
That's for the...
No, some reason or another, the people are pulling me up, and they're saying I've got this Texas address, and man, I've never lived in Texas since I was five.
Huh. I don't know so about that.
Is that
no, I've got... No, I've got the... The 810 Old Dora Flat Creek in Birmingham, 76051.
35130.
Oh, yeah, that zip code is wrong, though.
35130.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, 35130. But the, you said this is a different address, though, right?
Yeah, on my card, yes. My old address, I'm just moving from this weekend, yeah. It's 1833 Park Avenue. That's Moody. Alabama.
And the zip?
35004. I'm thinking of it for a year and a half. I think I got it right.
Let me check it. You said that was 1833 Park Avenue.
Yep.
Okay, yeah, that's coming up 35004, 1833.
Okay, yep.
In Moody. Okay. Now, I do, like I said, want to schedule that follow-up call with your technician.
Yes.
We schedule by the hour. The call itself takes about 25, maybe 30 minutes. It looks like I can get you today at 4 or 5 o'clock. I think it's too short notice to do 3, but we could do 4 or 5.
I'm up to you, buddy. I'm all ears. And I can do it right now. I can do it anytime you want. I can do it right now.
All right. Okay. We will schedule it at 4 o'clock. The call usually gets to you right at or a couple minutes after the start of the hour. It takes about a half an hour after that. If I do happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I will be on that call as well, just in the very beginning, just to kind of say a quick hello to you, answer any questions you have before I hand it over to them. I may already be on a call, in which case they'll call you on their own. They'll take really good care of you. And then I do, like I said, need to get through that voice verification. It is required of us as we're Google partners. It is recorded and it attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. Of course, you can stop me though at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is actually pretty straightforward. I do have that pulled up, and Joseph, it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Mr. White, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you want it to appear online?
Ship Roofing and Restoration.
And that is exactly how I have that. And then, Joseph, please state your name and your official title within the business.
It's Joseph Samuel White III, owner.
Okay. And Mr. White, as the owner of Ship Roofing and Restoration, Joseph, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes, sir.
Of course. And then for the billing information that you did provide, that Visa in your name, of course, you are an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Yes, sir.
Of course. Mr. White, it says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign. It is, of course, our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you. So for that reason, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. As long as you answer the phone, you're going to do quite well with the service.
Okay.
Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, Joseph, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. The reason that we ask is all the content that we'll be creating for your company. Of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally or even more important is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we do ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is accurate. Now, that's fair enough, right?
Yes, definitely. I like the way it sounds. Y'all stepping up there. I really like the way y'all put that.
We're gonna do what's called the NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Now, of course, we'll be the ones to create that website for you. And we do that audit in the beginning. We do it periodically too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is accurate. Now, it is a month-to-month service. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply here, being that it is month-to-month and a flat rate with the website included, this next part reads as follows. It says, your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which will actually waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 29th of May, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $299.00. And Joseph, that $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount. No taxes, no fees, no surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. Now, this does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories. There are, of course, the social media campaign, the Facebook ads included at no additional cost. And in this case, we will also be including a Google compliant, mobile optimized, and conversion driven website. Mr. White, that website is included, that custom site at no additional cost, meaning we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 29th of the month in that same exact reduced rate of $299. Again, that rate will never go up on you. Now, it is offered on a month-to-month basis, completely at will, no contract. Of course, that means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved, and you can pause the service too, whether you end up getting more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation. If necessary, you can pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. All that we do request, though, to prevent the charge to the next month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date, and that is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. White, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I surely do.
Okay. That actually does conclude the voice verification. In about a minute, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. If you do, though, have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Waiting on you, buddy. Come on with it.
That toll-free is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. 635-6225. It's simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach a client support agent, and you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. That is Central Time. And of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they'll follow up with you within that following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you will receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. And there's also going to be a link that you'll receive by direct text message. When you receive either the text or the email, please let me know. I did want to walk you through.
I got them both.
You did. Okay. Now, let me make sure I'm kind of updating my system so I can catch up and see what you see over here. And then we'll schedule that follow-up call. We've got that call already scheduled for 4 o'clock. It's probably maybe a little too tight for our automated system. You might get the reminder email. You might not. That email goes out about an hour prior. But you did get the two that I was looking to send you, the welcome email and the one that says local splash initial invoice. I'm also going to send you in a second just a calendar invite for that follow-up call an hour from now. The one I want you to see is the one that says local splash initial invoice. If you click on it, it says something like, thank you for choosing local splash. Your invoice is located below. Please click here to accept the subscription terms. That blue click here is hyperlinked, and if you click on it, it goes to the local splash terms of experience, talking about all the services we'll be providing, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Joseph, are you able to see that?
Local splash verification, auto-save your work. Is it okay? Google verification, is that what I'm opening up?
That's the other one. That's,
oh, you want me to go to email? You want me to go to email?
Yeah.
Or was it a segment?
No, as an email and a text. But yeah, that one's okay too. I mean, I do have to cover that one as well. That's the most recent one, so it's the one that you're looking at. Let me just go over that one real quick. Google has kind of made the process of getting PIN verified a little bit more comprehensive. It's by design. They want to make sure that any business on the first page is an actual legitimate business that would provide the services listed when called. So we want to make sure that we can satisfy Google's requirements. It doesn't have to be everything on this list, but anything you can send us as far as photos, and there is a link that you can use directly. Any tools or equipment, if your business is, got a business card, of course, a photo of your service vehicle itself. Usually for the workplace, since you're service-based, they're fine with just taking a photo of where you park your vehicle when you're not using it for work, or even just a close-up of the toolbox in the service vehicle. Is the business itself licensed or insured?
It is.
It is. So if you can send us that information, that definitely helps us expedite the process of getting everything verified. The other one, though, is a welcome email. But the one I wanted you to see is the local splash initial invoice. So it says, thank you for choosing local splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Do you see that?
Now, this one we're just on, I see some list, send a copy and my response. Now, are we on the same one? Because I thought was one you told me was on the go to upload pictures, business invoices.
Correct. Yeah, you're going to have to click out and find the other one. I kind of do wish that they didn't send everything all at once. Sometimes they get separated out, but you get kind of inundated right away.
Yeah, which one do you want me to open up?
Local splash initial invoice.
Initial invoice. That's the support local splash localsplash.com. The localsplash.com. Local splash. It says support local splash. Support local says mylocalsplash.com terms. Is that the one? Terms?
Yeah, that one.
The terms?
Yeah.
Right. All right. Let me open it up. I was getting confused. I was still in the wrong one while ago. All right, terms of experience, right?
That is the correct one, yeah. And I know you get a lot of them. Okay, so obviously Google's going to be our main focus. It's pretty much everyone's main focus. About 1 out of 10 people, though, will be searching on Bing. Most of them search on their smartphone. I'm one of those people. But we want you to get those opportunities, too, in those phone calls. So we're going to mirror the content on Bing. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It's everything necessary to be on that first page. We are also doing that custom website for you. We're doing the Facebook ads, etc. Now, you'll see a long line that goes across, and below it, it populates the phone number, 205-229-9009, and a couple of boxes, both of which we want you to click. One says, I agree to receive SMS messages, which are, of course, just text messages through the computer. The other one, that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card. So please do click on both of those boxes. Mr. White, you'll see a longer box with an arrow pointing towards it. Click on that box. You can either copy and paste it or type it in. It does need to be an exact match, okay? Do you see the box that says sign with an arrow pointing towards it? So it needs to say exactly Joseph Samuel White and then the three capital letter I's for the Roman numerals.
The signature, your name, Joseph Samuel White, but I don't see a box. It says confirmed signature. Oh, my thing at the bottom is covering it up. Let me see if I can get past it. How do I get that off my screen?
Yeah, if you're on your phone, it's a little trickier.
Let me get on my web page. Yeah, I get you sent in a web and email too.
Yeah, the email got sent out as well.
Probably. My phone's turning up the bottom half of it. I can't see it.
Yeah. No, I hear you. I've heard that happen before. So the joseph123jmr@gmail.com.
Let me get in here. I'm going to open my box here. Look, my splash is cool right here. All right. And this is your invite. Now, which one am I doing? I got an initial invite. I got pictures needed to verify. Welcome to Local Splash.
The initial invoice one, yeah. That's the one we were on.
Alright.
So you, again, make sure you click on both of those boxes. You might have to re-click those boxes.
It says access your dashboard?
Above that.
Okay, click here?
Yeah, click here.
What does it?
And then it should pull up what you were looking at before on your phone.
Making me a download. Hang on, I went in there instead of doing it in the bar here. It's trying to make me go through all kinds of stuff to get there. All right, yeah, I'm here now. Yeah,
okay.
So go in here and click box. One.
Click the two boxes, and then the longer box, you need to click on it. And then it has to be an exact match, so it's going to say Joseph Samuel White, and then the three capital letter I's. The J, S, and W are all capitalized, but only those letters.
Gotcha.
So once it's in the box exactly as it is above, click the confirm signature box to the right of it. And that does a few things. It actually, of course, lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've waived your setup fee, reduced the cost, that we're including the website, etc. It also will allow us to release...
Is that an I-I-I-L-L-L? How do y'all do it?
I mean, you probably wouldn't recognize the difference, but it's actually three capital I's. It looks just like three little lowercase L's. Yeah.
That's what I want to make sure of.
Yeah, three capital I's.
Give me a lowercase.
Yep. Got it. Got to put cap lock on.
I want to make sure we had that right. Now go ahead. Finish where you're at.
And then click the confirm signature box. It's probably going to ask you for a username and password. Just let me know when you see that.
I'm ready. Okay. I do.
So you don't have to go that next step right now. In fact, if you did, you just get a message that we're still trying to set everything up. That's just our automated system thinking that you're trying to access your tracking system. It also thinks your tracking system is already active right now, neither of which is really true. We do need to do your client interview first for there to be something to track. Your welcome email, though, does have your username and a password. I would say give it at least a day or two, maybe, before you even try to log in. But if you click on that welcome email at your leisure later on, it's got, of course, the client support information that I gave you earlier. I think every email has that. It's got your username, which is your phone number. Easy to remember. Your phone number is your username. You cannot change it. It's in our system the same way, but it's easy for you to remember and for us to access. 205-229-9009. That is the username, only numbers, no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. Your default password is on there as well. It happens to be web, social, all lowercase, no space. Once your tracking system is active, Joseph, you can change that default password. Some people never do, and that's okay too. Just one last thing before I let you go, and hopefully I'll be available between calls when our technician calls you in about an hour. I wanted to add another layer of protection for you, just a level of security, a question and an answer. If anyone calls us and tells us that they are with Ship Roofing and Restoration, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we may occasionally ask you for the answer to the security question. Also, okay, if anyone calls you, and this is important, especially in about a week from now when your website's active, if anyone starts to call you and tells you that they're Google or if they're local Splash, first of all, they'll need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. I don't expect them to know my middle name, which is the same as yours, but they should know Paul Gordon first and last. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. And if they can't give you that information, just let them go. If they're asking you for more money for your Google listing, just let them go. The voice verification is already attached to your file, and it's clear. It bills once a month on the 29th for exactly $2.99. Never a penny more. So, again, for your protection. Your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
The city I was born in.
And then the answer?
Birmingham.
Birmingham. All right, I have to type it in twice, but you are all set there. And then, like I said, hopefully I will be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to give you a call. I'd be happy to say a quick hello to you. I might already be on a call. In fact, while I was on this one, I got another message that I had another client interview scheduled with a different client. But hopefully I'll be available when our technician calls you in about an hour or less. Always a pleasure speaking with you. I did want to be the first to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get this going for you. Looking forward to getting that website up. Looking forward to getting your phone ringing. Looking forward, of course, to earning your business just 1 month at a time.
Right, now, hey, now, remember this, I know you went over this earlier, but I want to make sure you understood this in full extent now. Ship Roofing is closed down permanently, but I'm just trying to bring more business in on the company side, the JMR, because
yeah,
my number is still listed under Ship. I just want you to use my license, bond, and entry all through JMR, okay? Ship Roofing was licensed and bonded, but they're not, but I'm just letting you know, when I send you all this license and bond, it's through JMR, but as you see my voice recording, everything is JMR Roofing, and I just covered it real quick because I am part of Ship. I was Ship my whole life, you know.
Yeah, no, I like it. And you're just trying to bring in more business to the company.
Yeah.
So we're going to brand it as Ship Roofing and Restoration.
Yeah.
I mean, people will call that number that we've already got, and it'll be consistent with what they hear. Even if they hear that the names change, it's still going to be all right. You're still going to get those calls and those jobs. So I think you're going to be really successful with it. Real pleasure speaking with you. I appreciate you taking the time during what is already a busy day, and we'll call you back in about an hour or so.
Yes, I want to apologize about last week, man. My family problems.
Okay.
I had to move my boys out again, and my
totally understand.
I've just so much money has been going out the door last week too, man. I've been dying trying to get things done, and I'm moving. It's just been crazy.
No, that's okay. I know you don't have to apologize at all. I know I was fairly consistent and persistent in reaching back out to you, but that was only because I didn't know what was going on, but I did know that you wanted to get this set up, so I'm just happy that we're doing it now.
Me too, buddy. Me too. I've been wanting to do it all weekend. I've been like, man, I got to get my money back. You know, I got to get my money saved up for the killing of my kids. Are. Love my boys, but it just takes a lot to do all of it. If I could have had time to prepare for this, it would have been better, but I had no time. My wife went to the hospital last week, and, man, I got kids. I don't mind having kids on me, but all at once I had to move, start getting a bigger house. Back to
it's
my
a
house,
lot.
Just, all at once. But I enjoy being with my kids again, so that's for sure.
Of course. Yeah, absolutely. Well, real pleasure speaking with you again. I hope that I am able to say a quick hello to you about an hour from now, Joseph. You take care. You have a great rest of the day. Thank you, sir.
Hey,
thanks
buddy.
A lot.
Yes, sir.
Take care.
Everybody. God bless.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
God bless you too, sir. Bye now.